I think Long Chamber would also would be very interesting to focus on his Buddha, the elements of on Buddha nature in his writings. And also basically tease out really the details of different masters' view, because it's not monolithic at all, like in many cases, like, you know, it's just goes with the Shantung Rangtong distinction, basically. You know, it's also not just, okay, there's that position and that position. No, there's many nuances there. There's not just one Shantung, definitely, and there's not just one Buddha nature view, even within the Kagyu tradition. So I think it would be also, I think it would be interesting to focus on other Sakya writers to see, you know, what is there. Are there any significant writings on Buddha nature, and how do they deal with it, apart from Shakya Chogden? So I think that would be interesting. And I'm sure there's some other, you know, figures. I mean, I came out in the course of my studies, I came across some other Tibetan writers writing about Buddha nature. And so there's definitely much more to explore there.